Those of you who are artists, writers, inventors, builders, or involved in many other kinds of activities will possibly understand what I mean when I say that today's work was basically composed but not completed. As it happened before, Howells had worked on today's piece, getting much, but not all of it, finished by 1920. Then it lay undisturbed for decades, until Howells gave Patrick Roussel permission to complete this a cappella work for two choirs and soprano soloist. Shortly before Howells began working on today's composition, World War I had finally ended. Although Howells had been exempted from military service because of poor health, some of his closest friends, his classmates, even a favorite teacher, had died in combat. Then in 1919, just as Howells was gaining notice as a composer, his father died after years of working as organ builder and church musician. In those days, Howells, like many in England, had good reason to be drawn to the topic of death. Howells was not what one might call an orthodox Christian, but like many of his generation, he remained drawn to Scripture's powerful literary texts and to the rich Anglican choral tradition. Today's text is a compilation, an elaboration, of phrases and ideas heard in Anglican funeral services and read for All Saints' Day. The core text is, of course, Revelation 14:13. Blessed are the dead which die in the Lord. May they rest from their labors. But then the Book of Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 3, gives us the phrase, "For theirs is the peace of God." And the phrase in line 6, "Their joy is of the Holy Spirit," comes from Romans 14:17, and the final three lines focusing on resurrection reflect St. Paul's thinking about Christ's victory over death and also the Johannine theology of resurrection. This composition is not an elegy for any specific friend, but rather it stands as a memorial, inviting us to remember our friends who have died. The text is often difficult to follow, while the two choirs answer each other, sometimes with different textual phrases. But at those points, you might simply read some of these words and listen to the music as a meditation on holy rest.